This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ben Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Dixville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Wow! And away we go. Welcome to season 16, episode number 3,554. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, The Ted Smith,
and Mike Hawk.
Montgomery!
And you are in the Men's Room. On tap today, once again, it is our random question. Your guess is as good as mine. Categories: delicious French fries and Halloween decorations. We will play Profile This, plus headlines, Men's Room Shout of the Day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Click clack.
Drinking the drone.
All right, here we go. Iowa man who called in a bomb scare after not getting his dipping sauces at McDonald's pleads guilty in court. Meanwhile, a drug suspect says the meth that he was holding on to was for medical usage, and he was going to snort it. Lawyer who posted pic of speedometer reading 59 miles an hour tells judge a different story. A ninja attacks special ops unit with a katana sword, and the scene was gory. And a quick-thinking McDonald's worker in Michigan saves a customer's life in the drive-thru. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, the big news in the NFL yesterday was that quarterback Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they were in New England to take on Bill Belichick's Patriots. But in spite of the storyline, the anticipation and the buildup and the Adele song, the one thing we discovered was Coach Belichick, yeah, he used his pencils as toothpaste. He was caught on camera cleaning his teeth with a pencil and then inspecting his handiwork, whatever that little bit of stuff was. And the point was, no big deal, but people could not let it go. And it's just one of those awkward moments that we can all relate to. You always hope somebody didn't see that thing you did. But actually, we do have a list of 15 awkward moments that we can all relate to. And while cleaning your teeth with a pencil does not make the list, some that do include waving to someone that you don't know, right? You thought you knew them until you wave, burping while you talk, screwing up the punchline on a joke. And look, none of these things make you a bad or weird person. They're just things that happen. But see, weird people are people like All About That bass singer Meghan Trainor. This is a woman who had two toilets installed side by side in her bathroom so that she and her husband can poop together. Not making this up, we'll let her explain it with her own words. Or there's a man in England, his favorite snack is sausage, but specifically raw, uncooked sausage. Oh, he's been doing it for the last 50 years. Miles even says, I would never do it from a grocery store. That would be disgusting. Either way, it's what he does. These are just some of the stories that we've come across. Stories that leave us with many, many questions. Questions we'd like to ask you in the form of our random question. And this is how it works. You call us, we will ask you a question at complete random. And after you share your story, we will share with you the news story that inspired said question.
Be part of the big show, the random question. Call 206-421-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. But send those emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Back to the conversation. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Home shows and away we go. Welcome to season 16, episode number 3,554. What a large and in charge program we have for you today.
Really?
Large. Oh, and in charge.
Yeah. That doesn't work, does it? How about the dog? Is the dog in the house? All right, dog works.
All right.
That's all that matters. As long as we get the dog.
We got the dog.
Yeah.
Who's a good boy?
Guaranteed. Guaranteed future repeat. That is a fact. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Your guess is as good as mine. Count up our categories this week. We have the top 10 Halloween decorations that people love to display.
Right. Decorations, okay.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, there's certain things that just say Halloween. These things say Halloween. You know the neighbor. You know what they've got out in their front yard. They got all kinds of things. It could be a cemetery looking deal. It could be stuff in the trees. You know what I mean? They're spooky.
There's a dismantled plastic skeleton that has basically been strewn down the entire block in front of my house.
Okay.
I'm not sure where it started, but like, I'm taking the dog out at night. I'm like, I'll be damned. That looks like a skeleton foot. And that's then right. I realized it's flat. But then as I looked around, there's a hand over there, a head somewhere else. Not sure what happened there.
Mm-hmm. Then we have for you the top 10 favorite French fries that we can pick up at fast food places. Ted, I know you touched on this the other day. I got the complete list of the top 10. Actually, I don't. I'm going to lie. I lied. Some of these I took out because you don't know who in the hell they are because we don't have these franchises.
Oh, right, yeah.
So I just stepped all of the ones up a little bit. I got rid of Wiener Schnitzel.
I don't believe we have
a
lot of
place.
A lot of local
wiener
schnitzel locations.
I've never heard of that. I mean, I know the product.
Would you ever guess Farmer Boys?
No.
Okay.
I don't know. I've never heard of Farmer
Boys.
Obviously,
they must have pretty good fries, but I took them out based on the fact that we don't know who in the hell those are. So basically what I left you with was the top 10 French fries that we know.
That you've heard of.
That we've gone to. We've actually sampled. So that's coming up with your guess is as good as mine. Also today, when we get off the air here at 6 o'clock, we head on over to the Odyssey app for the Men's Room Appy Hour. We have made it to episode number 47, and today we will review the picks that we made on Friday's program. I'll tell you this. One person in here went 10-4. 10-4 on the weekend, and they were the winner of the week, and that was pretty good picking, to be honest with you, because it was a lot of upsets, or you know what I mean, teams that
the
were
Jets
not predicted
won.
To win.
Just say that the Jets won a game.
The Giants won.
I had more faith in the Giants than the Jets, but congrats to both for playing. You know, like you're in the NFL.
New York's back.
Mm-hmm. The back, baby.
If you don't have the Odyssey app, download it. It's absolutely free. It is there for you if you want to download that on the App Store, and then from there, favorite it. Search for the Men's Room Happy Hour. You'll see that channel up there, and when you click on it, there won't be anything on right now because it's not an active channel until we go live at 6 o'clock Monday through Friday. So check that out and join us for the Men's Room Happy Hour, where the FCC rules don't apply like they do here on the KISW airwaves. Will that get in trouble? Will someone get in trouble later on down the line? Maybe. Based on the fact that we can be a little bit more free, but so far so good. Knock on wood, we have not had any problems with that. And today it is our random question 206-421-RUN. Oh God!
Oh,
do there?
Heads up,
man! Everything's just
random.
Random. Random.
Dog is still good.
Does anything work?
Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room. Random.
Hola.
Hola.
Jeff, welcome to the program. Random question. How you doing, man?
I am doing absolutely fantastic, gentlemen, and thrill. How y'all doing?
Gentlemen and thrill. I'm not sure how to take that, but I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
It's not throwing any shade, but I listen to a lot of the old podcast, The Greatest Story Never Told, and I've heard some of your stories, and I've heard you say that I've only heard some of your stories. So mama didn't raise no liar, gentleman, and thrill.
Okay, that's fair. That is very justified. I respect that.
Well, let's start with this one. When did you spring into action? When did you save the day? That's where we're going to start there.
Any given time that I got my kids for the weekend.
Okay, there is that.
Okay.
He's six. We spend all day outside. We got 1.5 million trees behind our property. There's green acreage before some other stuff we don't care about. And we're always climbing. We're always playing in the dirt. He's always coming back. A bruise here or there, skin knees. But, any given time, it's usually about once a weekend, I catch him, I keep him from dropping some big old rock on his head or, you know, some other way that kids manage to destroy themselves.
How old is your kid? How old are they?
Six,
okay. I was hoping you were going to say, 17.
So are you saying that by being a parent, you are saving the day? Is that what I'm trying to figure out here?
All the time when you are in charge of their safety, if they're having fun outside the way they should be.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah,
no, 100%. Yeah. When you are six and you're playing outside, it is inevitable damage control mode. But my thought is look, you should be a little dirty, you should have a bruise, and something should be bleeding. That means you played right.
Reason we asked, when did you spring into action and save the day? A scary bout with low blood sugar ended in relief for an elderly Michigan man, thanks to a quick-thinking McDonald's worker last month. On September 20th, Sue Causey went to pick up her husband, 84-year-old Ron Causey, at a senior center in Southgate. He'd been playing cards there, and right away she knew something wasn't right. He wasn't walking right, and when he climbed in the car, he couldn't even talk. Ron has diabetes and suddenly experienced a drop in blood sugar, and Sue knew he could go into shock very quickly and into a coma if she didn't get something sugary in him. Well, she headed immediately to a local McDonald's, whose indoor section was closed down because of COVID, and whose drive-thru had several cars ahead of her. Now, by the time she got up to the speaker, she was frantic. "I need a large orange juice," she told the drive-thru staff. "Can you please have someone run it out to me? My husband is in diabetic shock." That's what an employee told the shift manager, James Dalpiaz, what was going on. A lucky turn of events, since Dalpiaz, he knew something about diabetes. Turns out his aunt has the disease as well. So he knew the orange juice needed an extra helping of sugar. I said, I know what I'm doing, just trust me. He told a television station, recalling after he dumped sugar into the orange juice, he ran it out to the car. Ron was able to get the juice down, immediately started feeling better. I don't even think to tell him to put sugar in it, Sue said. You've got to react pretty quick to it, and he did. A bit of coincidence also found its way into the story. When Sue saw the name of Delpiez's name badge, it rang a bell, and they soon figured out that Delpiez's aunt used to be their neighbor.
Oh, really?
Yeah, all right. So Sue made sure to thank her husband's rescuer on Facebook, which he now cannot read. You are my hero, she wrote. Right. He was an angel on my shoulder. Ron adds the News Herald. There's one more story. This is not nearly as good of a deed, but someone tried. We go to Grandy, North Carolina. A woman is accused of kidnapping five children in Grandy, North Carolina, after crashing her car Sunday on U.S. Route 158. Officials with the county sheriff's office said a man was driving an SUV with five children inside, mm-hmm. and he stopped to help a woman on the side of the road after a crash involving several vehicles. Well, after the man got out of the car to help the crash victims, deputies say Markel Hancox from Chesapeake, Virginia, jumped into the driver's seat and drove away with his five children in the car. She headed north on U.S. 158 and pulled into the parking lot of the Hop Inn in Grandy. She was arrested shortly after running away from the SUV. Deputies did rescue the five children, even though they were extremely shaken.
Yeah, I bet they were.
They were not harmed, officials with the sheriff's office said. She was charged with five counts of second-degree kidnapping, leaving the scene of an accident, and larceny of a motor vehicle. She's being held for about $250,000 in the county detention center. So he stopped to help a group of people that were involved in a car crash.
Yeah, he's trying to do the right thing.
And talks to the woman who was involved in the car crash. She jumps into his SUV and tears off up the road with five of his kids in the car.
Yeah. Did you see the doctor on the flight? I want to say from like Istanbul to New Orleans or something like that. But they legitimately do the, is there a doctor on the plane? He steps up. Now keep in mind, he wasn't even supposed to be on that flight. Like, they ended up changing his flight, so he's on this flight. And I said, this woman is in distress. He goes back to this woman. She says, I have abdominal pain. He assumes that it is food poisoning or something like that. Mm-hmm. Maybe her appendix. Yeah, he delivered her baby.
Which is, you would think that a doctor would be able to spot someone who was pregnant. I would just assume that any doctor could say, hey, you don't know what...
I don't know what she looked like. Right. Maybe she wasn't showing... But, right, at the point... Because, I guess...
At the point where your
husband, who was not there... Mm-hmm. had called in later to say, yeah, man, she's like 8.5 months pregnant. So I would assume she looks 8.5 months pregnant, but I like that this, and keep in mind, he delivered mm-hmm. a safe baby, the kid's healthy, but it's still a little troubling, like, ooh, you might have food poisoning, the big pregnant lady.
Women know. I mean, you try not to make any comment about it, but if you know them personally, on a much more personal level.
Like they told you, I am pregnant.
The comments when you are about ready to give birth are like, ooh. When's the baby due? Mm-hmm. Like, now? Should I leave? You know what I mean? Like, you look like you are ready to deliver a baby right now. You know what I mean? You're waddling. Your face looks miserable. You know, like, get this thing out of me kind of
look. You look kind of pissed.
You never want to say that to someone, but you can just tell, like, they're just miserable mm-hmm. and hating life for the current. All they want is a glass of wine. You know what I mean?
And they're all swollen. Like, it's like, that last month looks brutal.
And they no longer refer to gender. Now they say things like, get it out of me.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I recall. Like, in the last 6 months, I'm ready for it to come out. I'm like, well, I'm hoping it's less of an it and more of a he or she, but point taken.
Yeah. I get what you're saying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Get it out of me. Random, random, hello, Wes. Random, welcome to the men's room.
Random, damn.
Hola.
Hola.
Damn. Random,
all right, let's see here. What do we got for you? Okay, speaking of parents, what would your parents not let you do growing up? What would your parents not let you do? Hang out with a certain friend, listen to certain kinds of music, watch certain types of movies, TV shows? Was there anything specifically that your parents said, look, you're not playing with him, or whatever the deal was?
So the only thing that can come to mind, and my mom, like, I mean, I grew up in a generation where you just were outside all day.
Right.
And, like, you never... were inside. So what she like cut me off from, and funny enough, the person who turned me onto it was Beavis and Butthead. The person who turned me onto it was my grandma.
Your grandmother turned you on to Beavis and Butthead. So you could watch it with her, but you just couldn't watch it at home?
Oh yeah. So she cut off MTVs because of Beavis and Butthead. So I would go stay with my grandparents some weekends. And that was, like, me and my grandma's, like, dark little secret that we stayed up late at night and watched Beavis and Butthead.
That's because your grandmother didn't feel like listening to your mother either.
Yeah.
That's I feel like MTV caused a lot of kids' problems with their parents. Eventually, a show came. My parents were always pretty chill about most things. And I was old enough by the time MTV came out, they didn't sweat it. But I just remember growing up with so many kids were like, hey, man, did you check out? And like you said, Beavis and Butthead, a few more of those shows. I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I got in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yeah, really?
There was a show on...
Even The Simpsons, when it first came out.
The Simpsons, I remember that.
Freaked out.
Right, The Simpsons was a big deal.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't allowed to watch that either.
Really?
See, that one seems kind of tame.
It does now, but at the time...
It was like South Park at the time. I mean, you just...
I remember my
right,
mom...
Right, South Park was huge, because that was... They're, like, well, to me, when it started, right, I was in high school, that was, like, wild.
I was, it was probably, like, 12:30, I think the show came on MTV. I'm downstairs on the couch. My mom, for whatever reason, she couldn't sleep, or she was coming downstairs to get something, and she goes in the living room. There I am, watching this show called Liquid Television.
Oh, yeah.
Liquid Television was just candy for the eyes for people who were stoned. That's basically what it was.
It's like the Jack in the Box menu after midnight.
And she came downstairs and she's like, "What is this? What are you? Are you stoned?" And I'm like, "No."
Because yeah, when you first start getting stoned, you can't help but smile.
I was in that stage of stonerism.
Sure.
She's like, "Oh my god, are you stoned?" I'm like, "Maybe." She's like, "What is this?" And I was like, "Liquid Television."
Wait,
she's
am
like,
"I watching this?"
She's like, "Well, it's pretty interesting being sober watching it. So I'm sure you're having a good time." I'm like, yeah, that's good stuff.
The reason I asked, what would your parents not let you do growing up? A 40-year-old Honda motorcycle with no mileage on it has been rediscovered and is up for auction after a disapproving father of its first teen owner banned him from riding it and locked it away in storage for decades. The 1981 Honda CB100N, and you've seen these things with some of the people who redo bikes in Seattle, some of the groups that ride together. You've seen this smaller Honda. It's pretty cool looking. It was bought brand new by the youngster in his youth while he lived with his parents. However, his boyhood fantasy of riding a motorcycle never materialized because his strict father banned him from riding it. And instead, they put the bike in a storage unit for the next four decades. Now, after his father died, the unnamed owner, who is now in his 50s, well, he had to go clean out his dad's house in Somerset, and stumbled upon his old but immaculate bike. He had actually forgotten about it, which...
Yeah, 40 years later.
I would never let that go. Because I bought it. You know what I mean? I'd be like, that son of a bitch. I bought that motorcycle brand new. He wouldn't let me ride it. Well, the bike still has its original tax certificate with an expiry date of July 31st, 1982. The odometer displays the exact mileage of a mere 0.4 miles.
Damn.
The guy next door to him is a collector, believe it or not, of classic bikes and cars. So he ended up selling it to him. The owner was born in the house, spent his entire life there. When he was a youngster, he really wanted his own bike, but when he bought it, his dad would not let him ride it. He'd saved up for a long time, but his father said, "You're not going on that thing. You can stick it in the shed," and that's it. Apparently, his dad was extremely strict. He was ex-military, and he was the boss of the house, and what he said goes. He said, "I would have loved a bike like that when I was younger, but my dad probably would have done the same thing." To have a motorcycle from the 80s, which has not been touched, is unique.
Yeah.
It's really like a holy grail for collectors. They're going to start it at auction at about £2,000 at the Haynes International Motor Museum on October 14th. But if you're interested in this kind of thing, check this story out, man, because the bike is, I mean, it looks, right. It's still shiny. The chrome is shiny. And you cannot believe that this thing has never been, ridden, touched, whatever. More of the random question coming up, 206-421-ROCK.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots.
He scored!
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room is in progress.
Hopefully you've got a chance to try Men's Room Original Ale. Brand new out there right now. We're bringing the OG back. The very first beer that we ever brewed with the Legion Brewing Company. Way before Men's Room Red, we had a Men's Room Original Ale. Tasty and delicious in the spirit of the Original Ale. Only making a few small batches and only serving it on tap at just a few select locations. The locations were selected, by the way, because they sold the most Men's Room Red and helped raise the most money for the Fisher House, who will, by the way, continue to receive a portion of the proceeds from the new Men's Room Original Ale. The complete list of bars and restaurants in your area that are carrying Men's Room Original Ale is available now at KISW.com. It is good stuff. All right, random question, question time. 206-421-ROCK.
Random.
Hello, Joe. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hello.
Hola.
How you doing?
We're doing great, Joe. How are you, man?
I'm good. I'm on my knees in the bathroom cleaning. How are you guys?
Oh, it sounds like a fun way to spend a Monday. Yes. Yeah, exactly. I didn't know if you were in a public bathroom. That would have been weird.
Yeah. Just waiting for someone.
No, my own. I'm multitasking.
I see. Okay.
He's looking through a peephole.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go with this one. And maybe this is the right answer. What do you wish no one had seen you do? What do you wish that no one had seen you do?
Oh, God, there's so many things. Large girls. She's where I'm at right now. Nobody's seen me do.
I mean, it was just picking your nose in the car, and you realize that someone's looking through your window as you're rolling this thing in your thumb and pointing.
Yeah, it was my nose I was picking in the car. That's what it was, yes.
All right. Yeah, people like to do that for sure. I think the worst one for me, I think I was in about 7th or 8th grade. Now, this was when the movie The Breakfast Club with Molly Ringwald was a pretty popular movie. And there's a scene where one of the girls, maybe it was Annie McDowell, I can't remember.
Ally Sheedy?
Yeah, maybe it was Ally Sheedy. She starts scratching her head because she's got all
the dandruff. Oh, yeah, all the dandruff comes out.
And so this picture she has, it makes it look like it's snowing on top of the picture, all right? Well, I'm about the same age, and I saw this, and I got dandruff for the first time. So I was like, I'm going to do that. So I'm at the desk, you know what I mean, in school, and I just start scratching my head, and it's raining dandruff down onto my desk. And the one girl who I told you I had the picture of, that I had the hots for.
Yeah.
She, of course, is the one beside me looking over and just like shaking her head like, oh, my God, you are disgusting. And I guess it's all through my hair.
Yeah.
I didn't care. Right. I didn't realize the stigma of dandruff at the time.
You don't know until you know.
I think I was too young to really get it. I mean, I knew I had it at that particular time, but it was pretty bad. But I just thought it was funny because she did it in the movie.
Excited about it.
Yeah.
Like, yay, look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Reason we asked, what did you wish no one had seen you do? New England Patriots coach Bill Belichick got caught on camera last night using a pencil as a toothpick, then eyeing his handiwork afterward. He looked at that lead to see what he pulled out. Mm-hmm. Probably a piece of chicken, be my guess. He did that on primetime television with a Buccaneer game last night. So
that's all I think anyone talked about.
Yeah, they talked
about it. Belichick's overall had some weird looks last night.
What do you mean?
Did you see his son?
Okay. Oh, he looked angry the whole time, didn't he?
Well, and Rob was with, like, sticking out his tongue, and, like, it was just... I mean, I think, his name said it on the, our, the commentator. He seems like that's going to be a meme somewhere. Michaels.
My wife, it turns out, was unfamiliar with Bill Belichick's son, and he does take some getting used to if you have not seen him before, right?
He's a very unique looking individual.
But he looks like Joe Dirt, right?
He's got a huge mullet.
He's been there, 2, 3, 4 seasons? So I've seen him. So anyway, we're watching the game, man, and they do the close up of him as he's doing all this stuff with his tongue, and my wife's like, who in the F is that? Like, she thought, like, it was, like, Make-A-Wish, and they let some weird, crazy dude be on the sideline. I said, that's Bill Belichick's son. She's like, come on. I said, no, I swear to God, like, that's his boy. And I don't know if he's even good at his
defensive
job,
coordinator?
Something. I don't know.
No, maybe defensive line or something.
He was, like, defensive backs coach. He might be up there now, like, running.
I mean, he's been there, and apparently he does a decent job, you know, but when you look at him, you go, this is a definite sign of nepotism. I don't know. Just, and again, I don't know how qualified he is, but just by his look alone, I don't know anyone that would hire him. Right? You open a new Starbucks, just, hey, come on down, fill out job application. You're the manager. You kind of glance out there. You see the people filling out the job applications. You're like, I don't know if that guy's going to get the job.
The mullet's back, though. Like, it used to be.
Is it back?
It is. Seriously. It's not just just like redneck people. It's like a, it's almost like a punk rock thing or whatever. Like, jeans are getting baggier. Like, there's a lot of mullets.
All right. All right. So even if the mullets are making a huge comeback, do you think that has anything to do with why that guy's a mullet? I get a feeling brother just rocks a mullet all the time. It's
How old is he?
I don't know, 30s maybe? That's my guess.
It could be.
Okay.
Yeah, if you've never seen
I have a buddy that's a DJ. I don't even know if he listens to country music, but he's got a mullet.
But you can get away with it if you're a DJ. Okay, if you are a rock star, if you're any kind of celebrity or DJ or something like, you can look any way you want to look, right? Like, the only people we accept wearing leather pants if they're at the grocery store, like, you probably play in a band somewhere. And if they say, yeah, you go, you know what? We'll give you the pass. A normal human being, normal dude just rocking leather pants, like, what band are you? I'm an accountant. You're an idiot.
Mike, didn't you say that a couple weeks ago, I guess, we do a live video before we go on the air every day on Facebook, almost every day. But weren't you saying that people are commenting that sweet mullet, Miles?
Oh, yeah. They're loving your mullet, Miles.
Okay. All right. So I guess.
But you don't have a mullet.
I don't think so either, but apparently they do.
Well, they're wrong. It's consistent, though. Like, almost daily, they say that you have a nice, quote, mullet.
Okay.
Right. But, again, a mullet has to be, that's the thing of the mullet.
Party in the front.
No, wait, it's no. Business in the front, party in the back. He just has long hair.
See, the Misfits did party in the front and the business in the back. The mullet is the opposite of that.
I see.
He just looks like he needs a surfboard.
Yeah, that was more my thought, man. Like, dude should be on a board getting some big waves. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the men's room.
You enjoyed my German.
Hola. Hola.
All right, Dave. Let's stick with the awkward. Let's see here. Dave, what would you say has been your most recent awkward moment? Your most recent awkward moments.
Okay, most recent, it's been a minute. But when I was dating my now wife, girlfriend at the time, we went to a movie theater, and it was a particularly long movie. I honestly don't remember what the hell the movie was, but I had to hold it, and hold it for a while because we were being affectionate, we'll just say that, in the theater, and I didn't want to leave. Like, even though I really had to go, I didn't want to leave. And so by the time it was over, like, I really, really had to go. And so I said, hey, honey, I need to go to the bathroom. I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'm trying to go there as quickly as I possibly can, but as carefully. And I got almost to the stall. Like, I had my hand, literally, I can still feel that. I had my hand on the handle. I'm opening up the stall, and my body was like, nope, we can't hold any longer. And so I had to basically just drop trowel and back into the toilet as quickly as I possibly could. I ended up throwing away that pair of underwear.
You touched cotton.
Now, did you tell her that you had to throw your underwear, or did you say, yeah, I like to go commando?
Oh, hell no. She didn't know. No. I don't even think she knows to this day that it happened. I cleaned up, but yeah, there was no mention of it at all. I tried to come out as cool as I was. The only thing that happened was she was like, well, that seemed to take a while. And I'm like, yeah, there was a long line. You know, it happens sometimes. But literally, guys, that was it.
I would have told her, hey, look, I was just trying to make access a little bit easier for it.
Yeah, there you go.
Something like that. You know what I mean?
I'll let you point out that took a while.
All right.
One thing I hate about the pot, and it's only when you really, really, really have to go, you're holding it. And I feel like it's only, like you said, either a movie theater or a sporting event. So there's a bunch of other people. But you have one of those pees. It's just a pee. But for whatever reason, when you really have to go bad, if you also have to fart, you fart for as long as you're peeing.
Yeah.
Right? So it's one thing at home. It's kind of funny. It's another thing when there's a guy standing 3 feet away from you. And while you're peeing, it's just, like, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Like, there's nothing I can do. And then you try to cut it off. And then when you start peeing again, the fart comes right back.
To me, that's technically generally the airport fart.
Yeah, you get a lot of airport farts. But again, it's the same thing where it's like, man, it's not that I care so much. It's just, There's like eight guys standing around me, and I'm the only one who's audibly farting for the amount of time it takes me to pee.
You think the people who are the cab drivers who are in the line up at SeaTac, I'm sure they experience a lot of people who are experience flatulence based on the fact air pressure, the different things.
Yeah.
I mean, that's scientifically proven. I mean, when you
get real farty
at the end of it, man, you got to fart.
My thing, have you ever been in the cab? And Ted, I know you had an Uber driver who, if I remember this right, he told you basically as soon as you got in, like,
yeah,
I just busted ass. Like,
sorry.
I would prefer it if people did that. I had a cab driver. I'm in there for about 5 minutes and we're all good. Then the stink hit. And then say, and I want to be like, man, you know that I know that you fart. Bro, there's only two of us in here, and I didn't fart.
And if you roll down the window, all that's going to go right by your face because it's on the way out. Like, you need two windows open. He's got to be able to help you out a little bit.
Right.
You get a little flow
if you crack your window and I crack mine, we're good.
Right. The reason we asked, what is your most recent awkward moment? There was a discussion on Reddit, and we have some of the highlights from 15 awkward moments that we can all relate to as far as an awkward
moment. See if we've
been
there. See if this has happened to you.
Burping while you talk.
Yes.
We've all done it. It's no biggie, but it's still awkward to see the expression on other people's faces. You normally just explain what had happened there. So even if you do it and you're talking, all of a sudden you go, oh, Sprite, or whatever it is that was, you know, the source of your...
It really depends. If it's a job interview, you feel a lot worse about it. Yeah. Oh, well, I'm very good at teamwork.
Oops, sorry. When you really can't hear the person who's talking to you, so you just smile or say, oh, really? Hoping it fits in with what they have said.
Yeah. The worst is when you say, like, yeah, and then you realize they asked you a question.
Or you're spacing out and you're just not paying attention because it's such a long conversation.
I usually have that occurrence when I've already asked someone to repeat themselves. On the third pass, if I don't get it, well, I just smile and wave.
Yeah, right. Walking towards someone, walking towards you, only to have both of you try to take the same path to avoid each other. Then you both just go the same direction, usually more than once, to avoid each other, like back, forth, and you finally figure out how to make your move to get around.
Yeah, you got to do that a couple times.
Yeah, exactly.
All of a sudden, you're a human squirrel.
Yeah, you are, in the middle of the road. Telling a joke only to get the punchline totally wrong, and then trying to retell it and end up making it so much worse.
Or giving away something to the punchline when you set up the joke.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Having someone who says hello to you and start talking to you as if they know you before you realize you do know this person, but you cannot remember who they are or where you know them from.
Man, I feel like I'm in that situation more than I should be. Because you realize how familiar they are with you. Because they're going on about stuff that maybe you did together. And I'm like,
well, especially.
Why do I? Like, obviously, you know me. Obviously, I know you. I do not know your name. You look mildly familiar.
But I don't know how to broach that. If it's out of context from what you're used to. You know, if you maybe it's your barista that you see, but you only recognize that person from their, you know, from where they work, and then you see them out.
Yeah, that does throw people off a lot.
It's like, what the hell? Especially with COVID, too. It had been so long since we'd seen a lot of people, you know, just everybody in general, that when you do see something, it's not that people's appearance has changed dramatically or anything like that.
Everyone's a little fatter and grayer.
You just can't remember, like, oh, God, did they used to work at, you know, you go through your brain like...
Somebody walked by us and waved to it. You recognize them. I did not. They had a mask on, and it's when people were kind of coming back to work. I cannot remember who it was, but like the wave, mildly, hey, how you doing? How you been? Blah, blah, blah. It's like, who was that? And he tells me the name. I'm like, oh, God. It's like, yeah, dude, we've worked with them for like 10 years.
It just depends. I mean, we've been here for 16 years. So some of the people that we worked with early on, maybe for like 6 months, 8 months or whatever, 16 years ago. You know what I mean? You can sort of recognize people.
Sort of.
But not all the time. You know what I mean? Because if you work in different departments or whatever the deal is, you know, you only see them so often, but whatever. Calling your current partner, boyfriend, girlfriend, your ex's name. Boy, that would be stupid.
That would be, wouldn't it, Miles?
That would be horrible.
How many times have you done that?
Once.
Just the one time?
Once. Whew. I mean, once.
That's enough.
But a bad one, man. I mean,
and I'm
like,
glad I was there to see it.
Bases loaded, bottom of the ninth, chance to advance to the, you know, the American League you know, playoffs, and I watched the fourth strike, or the third strike go by in a full count.
Backwards K.
I didn't even swing. I just watched it go by, and the crowd booed, and everybody cried, and we left.
We didn't boo. We got so silent that it made it even more awkward.
Calling your teacher mom or your mom your teacher's name.
Yep.
I used to call my mom her first name so that she would actually respond to me.
Mm-hmm.
So if I needed to get my mom's attention, because this is a big mom, hey mom, she would never answer. Mary, what? Gotcha.
When's dinner ready, mom? Meatloaf.
Waving at someone you think you know, only to have them ignore you because you actually don't know them.
I've done that.
Mm-hmm.
Or have you done the one where you see someone waving at you, you wave back to them, only to realize they're waving to the person behind you, and you're like, God damn it.
I did that one recently.
Did you?
Yeah.
It's not the worst thing, but you're just like, I feel like such an idiot.
Awkward moments we can all relate to. You hear someone talking, and you think they're talking to you, so you answer only to find out they're on their Bluetooth headset.
Yep.
That's a weird one. I still can't get used to that. Just people, because my first instinct is not always to think they're talking to me. It's that this person is, in fact, crazy.
Because they're not talking to anybody.
Because they're walking and they're talking, and it's just like, you know.
You see it out front of this building a lot.
Look, I'm used to it now.
They're not talking all the time, but then they jump back in the conversation, and you're like, Jesus, this person's crazy.
I didn't know that the tech had gotten there, so to speak. So it was like 5 years ago, whatever. There's a dude in a business suit, looks completely normal. We're both downtown. We're both standing on the corner, and I realize he is talking. He doesn't sound crazy. He's being very conversational. So finally, I turn around and look at him. I'm like, I'm sorry, man, what? Then he looks super angry at me and points at his ear. I'm still not tracking. I'm like, what?
Mine was in the gym this morning. I was walking toward one of these machines, and the guy was on a stationary bike. I did not realize that he was on the phone on the stationary bike. And he turns and looks at me like he knows me. Then he's answering a call, and he goes, yeah. And I'm looking at him, and I'm like, me? And he's like, oh, no. He's like, because I was like, what?
Right. What are you doing?
I've been close to answering some of the salespeople while I'm in the bathroom.
Oh, you don't realize they're...
Yeah, I'm in my middle stall just having a time, and then they'll come in there, they'll stand at the urinal, they'll just be on call talking to somebody, and I almost answer. I give them a half a second to say something else to that person on the phone.
Mm-hmm. You should, man.
I should. Just have a conversation in there.
What, Jim? I didn't hear you.
Cleaning the pockets out before you do laundry only to find a condom in your kid's clothing.
I haven't gotten there
yet. That's on the list?
Yes, it is.
Ah.
I found condoms in my kid's bathroom.
Sure.
I told you, there was one left. It was a three-pack. It's like, what? The box says three.
But I'm only seeing one.
I see the perforation was torn. There's just one left here. Folding laundry and coming across your parents' underwear. Now, I have to admit that as long as I lived in my own home, maybe I wasn't the best at doing my laundry.
Sure. It
seemed like my mom did a lot more of that than she probably should have at the time, even though I had a list of chores that was pretty substantial. Laundry was not on that list. But I think the worst one is that, and I think most parents can relate to this, is doing your own children's laundry. And especially, just like anything else, the older that you get, it almost seems like from the age of about 4 or 5 years old, when you start wearing underwear all the time, until you are about 16 years old, more accidents happen than they should. And I don't mean accidents. I just mean
your inability to wipe your ass.
You're not doing a very good job of that. For some reason, right. Like you're too busy. I'm not sure.
Like you don't have time to just completely wipe your ass.
I mean, look, even in high school in the locker room, there's just some people that's like, I don't know how you always have skid marks.
Right.
But you do.
Right. Well, that would be it. I would go to do my kids' laundry, and I would pull out their undergarments and just look at them and go, good God, woman. Like, what in the hell's going on here? I was the same way. You know, I got no room.
We all are, man.
Yeah. You know, I would do the trick where I'd hide it in the corner of the basket or the hamper or whatever.
They'll never find it here.
The woman who does my laundry every week will never, never surely wash this thing, right?
That was basically, I want to say I turned 12. My mother showed me how to use the washing machine and just said, look, I'm not going to make you do it, but understand, I'm never washing your clothes again.
Yeah.
So either, if you want them clean, but to me, I don't know if she did this on purpose, but still definitely had skid marks, you know, 12 years old. But that's also the time you discover your special purpose. So the idea that I'm falling into the world of masturbation, the idea of doing my own laundry, I'm like, on it. I don't even want you to look at my laundry. Don't even think about the laundry.
When you're in public and you go to sit down in a chair only to have someone else try to sit in the same chair at the same time. We did have a situation on Friday night where Steve was going to the wrong table and almost sat down with the wrong group of people for dinner. That was a doozy.
There at the other round table, I was just about to sit down. I'm like, I don't know anyone here. And just, they didn't look scared or anything, but they just looked a little confused because it was so clear that I'm about to grab a seat. Mm-hmm. It's like, my bad, I'm with these guys.
Get seated on an airplane and have a stranger next to you fall asleep on you.
Happened to me a bunch of times.
I've had it happen to me twice. And to be honest with you, I was like, this person's really tired. It's not a big deal. Whatever.
And they're not doing it to be rude.
And it's more like they were in the middle seat, and they have the armrest, and they just kind of start coming over. Now we're shoulder to shoulder. Next thing I know, like, their head just bobbed off my shoulder when they, you know, nodded and came back up, you know what I mean, for a minute.
I've done it, too. I've fallen asleep on somebody else's shoulder and woke up, like, my bad.
Yeah.
But the weirdest one I had was a kid. He was, like, 18. His parents are like across the aisle from me.
All right.
And he's flying to Maryland. He's going to go. He's got an interview at the Naval Academy, this and that. So we're chatting it up. He falls asleep. Falls asleep on my arm. I don't give it two thoughts. Like, you know me, watching a rom-com. But in the morning, you know, 18-year-old boy, he was embarrassed. He was like, oh, I am so, like, I was like, it's all right.
Dude, who cares?
Like, I don't care. Like, you're not really bugging me.
I rubbed your hair.
Yeah. I did. I did it on a bus.
I wiped the crusties
like,
out of your eyes.
I know you're going to do something very, like, specific and everything. Yeah, but, like, hey, you got to learn to count on people. Use the shoulder. Who cares?
I fell asleep on an old woman who's on a bus in Baltimore, man. And I'm like 15, 16. It's the afternoon. I am absolutely ass out. So I wake up maybe two stops before my stop. Same thing. I'm real apologetic. And it's this old lady with the biggest boobs you've ever seen. And she's just like, oh, baby, it's okay. Obviously, you were tired. You need to lay down. Because, like, when I woke up, I was, like, face down on her side boob, right? But she's being very kind about it. And I realized when I looked down at her side boob, I had drooled all over the side. There's just this huge, massive wet spot. And I'm like, I'm sorry I drooled on your boobs. She's like, baby, it's all right. Like, sorry.
And the last one, having to sit through the entire Happy Birthday to You song, not knowing what to do or how to look. I think that's,
that's the worst.
Look, I would rather have a group come up to me at a restaurant where they do a birthday song with the staff and do it in front of the whole table than I would have to sit there through a mariachi band. Because they're always they're going to do the duck.
Because they never leave.
They don't leave.
They don't actually
I'm not sure
leave.
How to look. Like, should I act like I'm enjoying this?
Well, the thing
it's
with mariachi,
really hard,
though,
it's really
is
hard to fake the smile.
But with mariachi, like, you're legitimately interrupting my dinner. Like, birthday, if you can set aside 30 seconds, we'll finish and you go back, right? Mariachi band, it's like, I'm sitting with my wife. We're having a conversation. Uh-huh. You're singing for like 10 minutes. So now it's like talking at a concert. It's like, well, what do you want to do after dinner, babe? Maybe go to the... Like, I stop playing the goddamn song.
And it's a double-edged sword. The happier you look and the more you smile and stuff and acknowledge,
right,
the longer they will stay. So you have to find this fine line between...
I don't want to look
this
mean.
This is okay,
right,
but I am somewhat annoyed. I just can't act like I'm really too enthusiastic about this because they'll keep playing.
You'll keep playing.
More of the Random Question coming up, 206-421.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.